This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. 4 o'clock hour kicks off here on Gwen and Chris. Friday, heading into the big sports weekend. Good college football games tomorrow, including Georgia, Texas. Aztecs are idle. And then a good Sunday of NFL stuff. 49ers Chiefs is the marquee matchup there. Super Bowl rematch. One team looks like they're going to the Super Bowl again.
The other, one team doesn't.
Trying to avoid getting their coach fired by the fans, the fair weather fans, the fair weather fans of the Bay Area. Andy Reid should be worried. He tries to flip it there.
I mean, he runs a tight ship over there with his.
He does. Rashee
Rice.
That's why they keep winning titles.
And keep getting players in trouble.
Well, I can't disagree with Scraby there. The Chiefs are all welcoming. Let's be honest.
These are grown men. They make grown men decisions on their
Kareem
own.
Hunt, we cut you years ago for something that you did in our uniform. We need a running back. Can you please come back as soon as possible, Kareem? Please.
Time is healing.
The only thing that is surpasses forgiveness is need.
Yes.
That's ultimately true as well.
And need is why when a cracker falls on the floor, I have 5 seconds.
No, you don't.
5 seconds. It's the rule.
Yeah.
It's
a rule.
Well, you're going to go ahead. Go ahead, Scrape, or whoever.
Well, no, the chat was asking me to
bring
this up.
That's the problem with these damn cameras. They fall
everywhere. Yes, I kind of forget that they're on sometimes. I will say that.
So Chris dropped his cracker on the floor, apparently, and the camera AI followed him to the floor.
It followed me to the floor.
And then it followed your hand going from the floor to your mouth. So you ate a cracker off the floor. 5 second rule doesn't apply where feet go. So
Where does it apply then?
Maybe my bedroom, because it's
your dog walks around in there.
That's true.
You can say whatever you want, but I never have had that gene about germs.
I literally
just means nothing to me. It means nothing
so
to me.
Gross.
I know to you it means everything.
If for some reason it crosses my mind, I might not abide by the 5 second. But typically it doesn't. So the 5 second rule is in play.
It's in play, especially after a dry piece of food.
That is the key there.
Not going to
dry.
Okay.
Ben Higgins puts his feet down there.
I don't care.
Puts his feet down there.
I just said I don't care.
Sammy Love puts his feet down there.
Don't care.
Chris Ello puts his feet down there.
My shoes down there, not my bare feet.
You got to open. You usually have an open.
But Scraby, will you admit? Because I will admit this. I am far over to the, you know. Like, there's more of a middle ground. I'm nowhere near the middle ground.
I'm like,
I don't care about germs. It doesn't bother me. You are on the extreme opposite of that. If any human being comes within 5 feet of this guy, and that means, like yesterday, Tony walked over to try and look at something on his computer screen. Scraby shot himself back, almost fell out the window. Because you are very adverse
so
to any contact.
I also
I have a bunch of partners that are germophobes.
Jesse is more germophobes than me.
He though?
Yes, because he won't even shake people's hands.
Jesse will never talk to me again if he hears this cracker story. I'm in deep trouble with Jesse now.
Jesse is the master of the knuckles. If he isn't feeling the touch, you get knuckles.
Ooh, no, Ben Higgins definitely put his bare feet down there, says the chat. How does Ben Higgins' feet taste, Chris?
Delish. So, you know, there might have been a vacuum run through here in the interim.
I'm here when the cleaning crew comes, and they never vacuum in here.
Nice. It's all good. He's going to live. He won't be sick. It's building up the
I have built up immunity
system.
That's right. I do follow
you remember,
that.
You got to remember, Scrape, as much as you have transitioned to the germaphobe that you are, we are, well, yeah, no, you are too. 80s babies, dog. We spent at least half of our life not concerned about any of this stuff. And then we had a reckoning and we've all tried it. But immunity is built up at this point.
Oh, it has nothing to do with me getting sick. It just is the thought.
The only thing I am not immune to is you coming into the studio with COVID 3 years ago. And giving it to me.
I didn't know I had COVID.
That's the only thing.
And that sucker tried to blame me for it, too.
And he did. He tried to pass it off on
you. Tony's always traveling, so it was an easy person to blame.
It must have been Tony. Like, no, he wasn't here.
David says, Scravey, try driving a charter bus with 56 strangers every day. I do not want them
absolutely.
To do that.
You got to deal with
listen,
it. It's okay.
I have gotten to the point now where, you know, I touch a lot of people on a daily basis. I know that sounds crazy, but, you know, shaking hands. And you do come across some slimy hands from time to time. So you got to rock with the Purell sometimes.
So a listener saw me game 3. Of the DS, walking back to my seat, and I had just come from the bathroom, so my hands were wet still, and they wanted to shake my hand, and we've already talked on the chat, but I was like, and I go, sorry, and I put my elbow up.
It honestly is one of the things that gives me the most joy, watching Jesse.
Yes, when you're in there, what happens when Scraby comes in to say hi to Jesse?
Well, he knows.
They just keep so much their distance.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that I can't get into his space.
They don't even. Scraby won't even come down the hallway.
Not even down the hallway.
He'll just talk. I'll just hear him. I won't actually see him.
Yeah, I don't want to bother you while you're at work.
No, you don't want to get near anybody.
I used to purposely come in early and mess with Scraby and get it as close to him as I possibly can.
He does not like it. I mean, it's a serious thing. I have discovered that this is not. This really matters to
me.
I think it's something you need a little.
Pies went deep again.
3-run homer.
Did you see the way he didn't fan through the ball?
Wow! Didn't want to get in trouble for it.
And all of a sudden, it's 10-5 with that. It's still the fifth inning.
The good thing they got those two extra runs, or it'd be 8-5 right now.
Yes.
It'd be a little closer. You know, one of my funnier experiences. I know we got to get to the Chris versus fans, but one of my funny experiences. Remember when I invited you and Chris out to the little Lululemon
event? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Watching Scraby have to talk to people that he didn't know.
Ugh. How about he had to change into the pants? I don't think he liked that.
he was so uncomfortable.
I was.
It's one of my favorite things.
But I always look for the person that I know, and I know that it was Tony's event, so I can't just go monopolize Tony's time. Thankfully, Chris and his wife showed up. So I just latched onto them the rest of the night.
Yeah, lucky us.
All right. let's get to some Chris versus the fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
So Dan says this on the chat, only Lucky gives me hugs, which is true. Lucky does give me
hugs.
Let
your dog
Speaking
kiss
of
you,
germs.
Do you let your dog kiss you?
No, he doesn't actually do that.
He doesn't kiss you anywhere on the mouth.
No, he
come
I
on.
Wish he did, but he
every
doesn't.
Dog
you
does
would allow
that.
That. Well, hold on. You would allow that.
If he did, yeah.
I cannot figure this out for the life of me.
Yeah. How do you allow that?
My wife is a big let the dog kiss her in her mouth.
You it's just like, said I, that you've
watched,
told us
I he's watched I watched the dog
roll in poop.
Not only roll in poop, but lick themselves. And then you let them lick on your face.
No, the face, the mouth area, no. Like, if they want to lick my cheek, sure, go ahead and lick my cheek. I don't care. But not the mouth.
Lucky's lower extremities taste. I mean, you got them all on your side of your face.
He doesn't. That is a weird thing to ask.
I'm just saying. He's licking you all on your
He doesn't
cheek.
Lick. He's not a licker. He's not a kissy dog. He's not. I swear to you. Mm. I
He's
swear
just a
to you.
Rolling.
I've had dogs
dog.
In the past that do kiss a lot. That's weird to say.
And you let them kiss you.
Yes.
That's my point.
Like a little dog, when they get up and they start licking
the
my cheek.
The little dogs lick themselves all the time. And
they
then
can lick
start...
my cheek. It's okay.
That's disgusting.
And they're my dogs, so it's not like...
It's his cracker.
But it was on the floor where other people's feet were.
And your dog was licking himself.
We have to move on.
Your dog steps in poop and then licks you after licking his paws.
He does. He's not even listening over
Hopefully
here.
It's just he's his not
I'm hearing what I want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
Let's go.
The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before we get into it. You'll get that question for free. And Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. And you will be playing for a pair of tickets to Parker McCollum at Cal Coast Credit Union Open Air Theater on October 25th. Limited tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Now, Tony has requested that he get his job back, and I was hoping he wouldn't ever ask, but he will be the host of Chris vs. the Fans when he is here.
So who's our first contestant there, Scrape?
You know, as it should be, Chris? Is that what you just said?
Yes.
It makes me kind of sad.
Well, you did a good job in his stead.
But this is his job.
Yes, this is him, yeah.
All right, let's go to our first caller. Matthew is on the caller ID. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, gentlemen.
Matthew, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
All right, here we go. First question.
And I'm a first-time player.
Here we go. That was a little off right there, but that's all right. We'll make it work. Second question. Who hit the most triples in Padre franchise history?
Ooh. Most triples in Padres franchise history. Gotta go with your pops. You had some wheels on him back in the 80s. So. Yes,
he did indeed have some wheels.
He basically
Jerry Curl in the wheels.
He was fast, and he stole over 50 bases.
Yeah.
He does, you know, if anybody asks any Padre hitting questions, he basically holds all the records except for home runs, which is Manny now, and on base percentage, which is Gene Tennis of all people.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's always Tony Gwynn.
All right, on to question number three.
This is it. Matt, take it down.
Let's just go full Padre loaded questions.
All right.
What former Padre pitcher has started the most games in franchise history?
Started the most games?
Cool.
As a pitcher. Yes.
Let's see here. Go 90s. Hitchcock?
Sterling Hitchcock, who threw out one of the pitches. I think it was game four.
He did.
Three.
Bad game for him to do that.
Four, I can't remember. All right. That is incorrect.
Stay
not
there.
Sterling Hitchcock.
One of my friends would be very upset with me if I didn't get this correct.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm going to get it correct, I think...
Because it's him.
Is because it's him, but he also pitched in an era where they started every fourth day instead of every once a week like PV and the rest of these guys did. So I'm going to guess Randy Jones. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Matthew.
Good try.
So close, yes.
Yeah.
But so far.
Randy Jones.
RJ in the building.
He's actually got his name when I was going through the records. He's got his name at the top of a lot of the pitching
stuff.
Sure he does. RJ's a real deal.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We will go
cook a mean barbecue, too.
Yes.
Yes, he does. Sean Fallbrook.
What's up, Sean? How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Here we go. First question.
First one, Tony.
Where does the Kraken live?
Seattle.
Sure, that's fine.
I'm lucky. You're lucky that he actually was asking about the hockey team because I thought he was talking about some animal somewhere.
What is a critical creature?
We would have taken Seattle or the sea.
Yes. Oh, okay. So you had a lot of possibilities.
On to question number two. Oh, this is a Padre-centric question. Gotta have followed the Padres.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tanner Scott, Brian Hoeing were traded to the Padres for prospects. Name two of the four prospects.
Eight prospects. I'm so mean.
I have no idea.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
That's how you do it. You don't want to give me any help.
Ello for the steal.
Yes. How many? Just two.
I need two.
What do you mean just two? I can't even name one.
Well, there's four. Just give me two of the four.
I can't name one.
You might be in trouble.
Graham Pauly?
Okay.
I don't know. Really? The other one was Dylan Lesko, but he was on the other trade. You asked this question the other day. Trying to remember any of these guys they traded. I don't know.
All right.
I got to give it up. I don't follow this.
You are the winner.
You know that. I don't remember.
You could have gone with Robin Snelling. You could have gotten with Adam Major. Graham Pauly.
Adam Major I could have maybe come up with because he was
Jay Beshears. So,
Jay Beshears. Yes, I know him not well at all.
Question number three.
All right, good for you.
Oh, wait. I thought that was a question number three. Duh.
No, that was the answer.
No, that was as hard as a question number three.
Well, it should have just been one, so I got it right.
Oh, yes.
No?
All right, question number three,
here we
Sean.
Go. For all the
I
money.
Even told Sean, hang on the line.
Sean, here we go. You'll be all right.
Oh, wow. These are tough here.
Oh, boy.
Who is credited with designing the modern-day baseball field?
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
Chris
Rawlings.
Rawlings. With Rawlings.
Baseball company?
Yeah. Baseball company does baseball field. That's incorrect, though.
Stay there.
Doubleday invented the game, but I remember a name, Alexander Cartwright.
Wow.
Were you guys like best friends back in the day or something?
Me and Al?
Yeah, you and Al.
We went to lunch.
Sean,
yeah, is that right?
That's
right.
That is correct.
Obviously.
Yeah,
I heard
correct.
Sorry, Sean.
Sorry, Sean. You got unlucky
there.
I remember that name, but I will tell you, Tony, you gave me a little bit of a clue by saying it was a tougher one because Doubleday's obvious answer. So I went with the other one.
Are you blaming it on me for
I'm giving Sean somebody to blame it on.
The hosting
all
duties.
Three questions, third questions are tough. So technically,
yeah, there
I could
go.
Set it about
Fair
any
enough.
Of them.
I just
so
heard
are we
back
going
from
to tiebreaker?
Adam, he said, I am now the host of Christmas.
are we going to the tiebreaker?
Yes, because we're so deep
Come
into this
on.
At this point.
I hate the tiebreak.
Who's our player?
You tell
Tony, you just give us a player off the top of your head.
Oh, who is our player? Nick Van Exel.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I like it. University of Cincinnati Bearcat.
Nick Van Exel.
Van Exel. Nice.
All right. Left-handed guard. Let's go to Jacob. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, Jacob.
My favorites.
Hello.
Jacob, good luck to you, sir.
Have you ever played a tiebreaker before?
No, I haven't, but I call in frequently. I'm in the chat. I'm the Jaguars fan and the Padres fan.
He's the guy that threatened me that the Jaguars were going to beat the Dolphins.
And I regretted that statement.
And Brandon Ayuk was supposed to be a Jaguar at some point, right?
He was hoping.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, thanks for calling in, Jacob, and thanks for being on the chat.
All right, Jacob, here we go.
Yes. The question, I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give it. You're going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris guessed. Chris. Oh, I got to get the total stats. How many steals did he have in his career?
Nick the Quick had big hands. Huge hands.
Nick Van Exel. I was thinking stolen bases for a moment, which he didn't have any.
No.
But steals, Nick, how many years did he play?
He played 9, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Yeah, 14 years? Van Exel had a good run there.
Yeah, he did.
All right, 14 times for 10 per year would be 140, but no, 10, that's stupid. 700.
700.
50 per year.
Jacob, is the actual answer higher or lower than 700?
I'm going to say lower.
You're going to say lower. Sorry, Jacob. Thank you for playing.
That, huh?
You were really close, Chris. Really? 726.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's always good at this kind of stuff.
All right. Next contestant is going to be John in East County. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing
pretty
well.
Good. Pretty
good.
Good
to have you on, John.
Hey, Scraby. You know, the other day you were talking about swimming with the rays and the sharks.
Yes.
And I'll have you know, my 11-year-old granddaughter did that last year for her birthday.
She's way braver than I am.
Yeah, shout out to your 11-year-old grandma.
11 years old. Did you hear that, Scream?
Way braver than I am.
I bet she also, well, you know, doesn't mind having somebody come over and give her a hug once in a while.
Unlike you. Yeah.
She's unlike you.
Well, everybody loves a hug, man.
Except you.
Except you.
True. True. All right, well, thanks for sharing that, John. She is very brave. She might be a stunt person one day. Chris, how many points did he score in his career?
Oh, man. Now I'm going to have to get my calculator out because he had more than...
Your abacus?
I'm getting my phone, which is also a calculator. All right. 14 years.
Uh-oh. Mookie just hit a home run.
Oh, no.
10-6 now. Mets lead.
Look at the Mets fans.
They're scared to death. The Mets led 10-2, if you're just tuning in. Now it's 10-6, and it's only the sixth inning. 25,000 points.
25,000 points? Is the actual answer, John, higher or lower?
I didn't catch who you're talking about. I didn't get the name.
Nick Van Exel. Did he score more or less than 25,000 points?
Former player for the Lakers.
I'd say less.
Less. You are very correct.
Oh, I missed it, Ben.
Stay right there, John.
He didn't get 1,700 points a year?
No, he got 12,658 points.
All right, so he had about half that. Well, good for you.
Yeah.
John, you were able to ferret it out. Come up with the answer.
I love it when you say ferret it out.
I know.
Can we go to break now? We're very late.
Let's go to break. Morgan and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. 4:27. We got about 3 minutes. We were supposed to get into Tony Bennett and the...
That's perils, what the 5 o'clock hour will be.
Yeah,
for
perils of college sports right now and coaching. Yeah. We'll push it to five. This is the second push of the evening.
Tony. For you, Tony Bennett segment fans.
I also found a pretty good reason as to why the Padres should trade Jason Adam.
Oh.
To keep Tanner Scott. Go. So we'll get into
Don't
that
let too. AI dictate your fantasy lineup instead. Get bite-sized fantasy football analysis in your ears. Listen to the Sleeper King podcast, giving you all the fantasy insight you'll need in just 20 minutes every day. Every league has a Sleeper King. It should be you. Follow the Sleeper King on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Scraby has really been trying to ram the Padre-themed subjects. fresh off of the season ending.
Somebody wrote something that the Padres ought to consider trading Jason Adam and then keeping Tanner Scott. And I just think it's a waste of everyone's time.
It is.
Tanner Scott is not going to want to be a setup guy again. And I think it's fair. He's got closer stuff, closer mentality. I think he should get a chance to close.
Here's the deal. This is how it goes. I'm sure if Tanner Scott was told, listen, man, we'll pay you the same money as a closer, you'll be on a good team, but you might have to be a setup man.
You'll never be a closer.
I'm sure he'll
take
that.
You think he would take it?
I'm sure he would take that. But there's no one that's going to give him that kind of money to be
a
setup man.
Okay, so the article also was saying, like, basically Tanner Scott's the only pitcher right now that owns Ohtani. And so why wouldn't the Padres want to bring in a guy who can neutralize Ohtani when they face the Dodgers? I mean, late in the game, that's when you want a guy
You might have been able to convince me when the Padres were playing the Dodgers 17 times over the course of the year. And we saw the Dodgers twice early, and then we didn't see them again until virtually the end of the season. So, I mean, like, listen, I want Tanner Scott back. Let me be on the record saying
Nobody's going to disagree that we would love
to have
him
back. But I just don't think you're going to get him for anything other than closer money. And the question then becomes, can the Padres afford that?
Yes.
Because here's the other thing. Trading away Jason Adam, I don't know, helps you pay for Tanner Scott all that much more.
It would also help you restock the farm system.
How much was Jason Adam? Yeah,
he was in like the very low, like a $5 million.
Yeah, that's not going to cover what it's going to cost to bring Tanner Scott back.
So who's
now?
Gonna...
I would love. Here's another thing. I would love to be dead wrong. Like the market opens up and they're like, Tanner Scott, we don't got that much money for you. And then that's different. But I just think he's about to get
somebody's going to pay him.
Paid in the shade.
I'm telling you, it's going to be the Dodgers.
Money trees.
The Dodgers have seen him get Ohtani out every time.
See, this is why the Padres need to do everything they can
to
not let him.
They can't do it, Scrape. It's not fiscally responsible.
That's right. And you know what? It's hard to argue the Padres were physically responsible this year and were rewarded in a major way.
I'll be talking more about this on the Scraby Show. And
is there a Scraby Show today?
Yes. Jeff Sanders is he also put out like a projected roster for 2025 with different salaries and everything. And they're going to stay to his prediction, they're going to stay under the luxury tax, which this year is $255 million. And they're not even going to come close to that, which is fine. They're still going to spend around $200 million, which is still a heck of a lot of money.
I mean, with all due respect to my man Jeff, it's just a...
It's projections. It is. He used MLB trade rumor projections and like things like that, and I understand
It's a complete guess, because at this point, it's tough to kind of predict what AJ is going to do on any given year. We haven't got it right yet, to be quite honest.
It's very true. But it's fun to talk about, I think.
It is. No, it is. No
fun
doubt.
For you to talk about. not interesting to talk about when there's no chance of it happening.
I don't think you can say there's
Aaron
no chance.
Would Aaron Judge look great in right field? Left field?
No,
whatever.
I mean, the Padres already...
I mean, it's not worth talking about. It's not happening.
Aaron Judge is under contract for the rest of his career.
And Tanner Scott's not going to be on a team where he's not the closer. It's the same.
Oh, my gosh.
The chances are about the same.
I just pray to the baseball gods that Tanner Scott returns to the team. I'm going to actually write this down right now.
How did the security guard look in the Jordan special?
That's the look I'm going to get from Scraby if Tanner Scott returns.
You also said there was no way that the Padres were going to lose to the Rockies at home, and then they got swept at home.
Man. You've also had a couple of predictions that came back to bite you, too, buddy.
Yeah. I'm not saying I threw Ohtani under the bus, and then he started hitting home runs. So I know that I'm
wrong. You weren't the only one. Dave Marcus was putting him in his not hot quite often during the year, and he would hit a homer the very same day.
Dave.
All the time.
Dave.
Never failed. Shout out to Dave Marcus. Hope you're listening, buddy. All right, let's get to break. Big Five on the way. Scrabies ready to roll. What you got here?
I got
a couple Disneyland questions.
I have Aaron Boone, what he thought about last night's game. I have Angel Reese telling us how much her rent is.
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to read this in, like, totally.
No, I'm going to play the audio.
Okay, yeah, good. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
I'm glad you got the audio.
Okay. Yes.
Morgan and Chris on the other side.
by the offense of the New York Mets. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:38 is the time. Currently 11-6. The Mets keep tacking on runs and the Dodgers keep catching up. Alonso hit a three-run homer in the first inning. That got the Mets going. They had increased their lead to 8-1 and also to 10-2 at the end of the fourth inning. But Andy Pajas, the Dodgers' young outfielder, hit two home runs in this game. Betts homered. Dodgers got it back to 10-6. Mets just scored on a sac fly by Jeff McNeil in the bottom of the sixth. Dodgers batting in the seventh, Tony. Will 11 runs be enough to hang on here?
They may not. I mean,
I know, the way it's going.
Dodgers are scoring in bunches, and you know the Mets keep adding like a run here, a run there, but they keep giving up crooked numbers with three innings remaining. They might not make it.
We'll see. The Dodgers are trying to book their trip to the World Series here. But the Mets are trying to keep it alive. Don't let AI dictate your fantasy line. Get bite-sized fantasy football analysis. God.
Man, Tony read this so much better than you last segment.
Oh, he read it last segment? Good, I'm not reading it again.
I don't
even know the word.
Analyst?
No, it's analysis.
Oh.
I don't think they spelled it correctly, but I still should have got it.
Should see some of these spellings of words.
All right, let's do traffic then, and then we'll let Scraby do a big five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. And I, at least,
number five,
am asking this question in the Big Five and did not try to make a real segment out of it because I pretty much know the answer to this question. But MLB insider Robert Murray wrote, "Nothing will surprise him with the Padres this offseason except one thing." And that's sign Juan Soto as a free agent. Spotrac projects Soto to sign a 14-year, $513 million deal in free agency. Some people out there still think it's a possibility. Chris, from 0 to 100%, what percentage will Juan Soto be a Padre next season?
Zero.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, Tony, what percentage will Juan Soto be a Padre next season?
Negative 100.
You don't think there's any chance in the entire universe?
No, I don't. But, you know, maybe if I go ultimate negative, it could be a positive somehow.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, well.
I don't think there's a shot.
Okay, I should have just left this question out.
Number four.
We all love watching the Guardians in the Yankees game last night, and even Yankees manager Aaron Boone was loving it. So give me a second as I put up Aaron Boone on the screen, and here's what he said in post-game. Oh my gosh. See, I'm trying something new, guys, and it's just hard to do.
Amazing game to witness. I mean, that was, playoff baseball. You know, both sides just kept coming with haymakers and big at bats, big moments off of two really good bullpens, and they outlasted us tonight. You know, they had one more good swing than us, so it's part of it. Like I said, we'll be ready to roll tomorrow.
So that was Aaron Boone after the game. He enjoyed it just like we did. Now, guys, do you think, Tony, if Aaron Boone was losing the series, he would be so enamored by this game?
Aaron Boone's pretty pretty solid on those things. He'll tell you if his team stunk it up and they need to get better. He'll tell you if, you know, the umpires needs to pick it up. He'll definitely tell an umpire that.
Yes, he will.
There's no problem.
I'm sure you have. The Aaron Boone quick video of him pretending to be the umpire and standing behind home plate and then giving the after the ball, he goes, it's out. He draws with his hand where the ball's way outside, and then he does the umpire thing, trying to show him punching out the hitter. The umpire's got to be laughing at that before he kicks him out.
I'm sure there was a time during the season where they couldn't stand Aaron Boone because they knew every time they went there, cameras were on, and he might do something spectacular. I think he would have been the same regardless of whether his team was up in the series or not.
I didn't know where this one was going to go with you, Tony. Chris, what do you think?
I think Aaron Boone's a baseball fan.
Okay.
I mean, if he's down 3-0, he would have, you know, because of that, I think he would have said it was a great baseball game, and then he would tell you, you know, that his team's in deep trouble.
Okay.
But I think anybody had to recognize that was just a hell of a game.
And it was.
You know, you lose them sometimes, and it was a heartbreak game for the Yankees to be one out away from a 3-0 lead. So they have to not make too big a deal out of it.
Number three.
WNBA star Angel Reese was doing an Instagram live recently and said this about the WNBA's pay structure. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Hope it doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come on.
No good?
Apparently it's not working.
Oh, all right. So what do you got to tell us what she said?
You're going to have to paraphrase.
Download the video from... Okay.
You're going to have to speak for Angel Reese, and that's not easy for anybody to do.
See, I'm on like 4 computers trying to make this work right now. It just didn't do it.
Won't work. Huh?
So we're going to actually go to the next question, and then we're going to come back so I could download the video and get it ready to go. But the next question...
Scraby didn't know he needed to download the video.
I downloaded it over here. When you click start, it doesn't... Now it starts because it's not sharing the screen anymore. The Pittsburgh Steelers may or may not
You know what I learned last night?
What?
And this, I'm telling for you.
Okay.
Because you're the guy that needs this information more than anybody.
Okay.
We had a guy speak at our referee meeting last night.
Okay.
And he was terrific. His name's Michael Rapp. He's a great referee, but he's a better communicator. And he's also a professor at San Diego State teaching master's classes in communication.
Oh, God.
So his whole point last night was to...
I don't feel like I know him.
You may. Michael Rapp, he's been around basketball for a long time, but he's really good. And he had everybody locked in for like 2 hours, and that's not easy to do at one of our referee meetings. But he was telling little tips about refereeing and relaxing. And he said, here's one that you probably have never heard of, but it works. If you're standing there on the court during a timeout and it's a big game and a big moment, wiggle your toes. Anybody? Ever heard that one?
I have not.
Never heard
Wiggle
that.
Your toes. For some reason, it helps relax the whole body and just brings you down for a second.
Hmm.
Scraby, something you might want to try.
Wiggle your toes right now, Scraby.
Wiggle your toes.
I'm wiggling.
From now on, I'm just going to tell you this endlessly.
I feel more anxious than ever.
You can be critical of me, but don't be critical of Mike Rapp.
Don't do it.
Don't be taking on Mike Rapp.
Can't do it. All right, we're back with Angel Reese. You gave me enough time to download it. Here's what she said in an Instagram live.
I just hope y'all know the WNBA don't pay my bills at all. I don't even think that pays one of my bills. Literally. I'm trying to think of like my rent for where I stay at. I'm going to do the math real quick.
He might cover that. Yeah, it definitely covers that.
What is my... I don't even know my salary. 74? Okay. I don't even know my salary. Does it? What is it? You don't even... Yo! I'm living beyond my means! It's like, no, my rent is more than that. It's 8,000. I'm living beyond my means.
All right, there you go. I'm not doing this for people to bash her. I'm doing this because I do think there is a problem with her playing professional basketball and not being able to make more than $74,000. But that's not the question. The question is this. Chris, what do you think she accomplishes by saying this?
I don't know that she's trying to accomplish anything. I think Angel Reese, honestly, in her podcast... It's her podcast, right?
No, it's an Instagram Live.
Instagram Live is what's the...
Along the same lines.
It's along the same line.
Basically,
people
can ask you
questions. I really think Angel Reese is about trying to entertain people in her way, which, you know, does rub some people the wrong way, I will admit, but doesn't bother me. I like Angel Reese. I think she's a breath of fresh air. She's brutally honest, maybe too much so for her own good. And, you know, I would like to see her make a bigger salary. I'd like to see all these ladies make bigger salaries. I think that's what she's trying to, you know, sneak in there.
Yeah.
More than anything else. And kudos to her for saying, I'm living behind my means. Because if you're making what you're making, maybe you shouldn't be living in $8,000, you know, a month rent. Yeah. But
she also lives in an expensive city, too.
Now, like, mind you, first question is, what I assume that was a question asked. She didn't just hop on live and just decided
it wasn't
to
like
tell
she
me.
Offered it up. No,
yeah, okay.
No.
So she was there answering questions. Somebody clearly asked her that. I think it's also important to remember that she has a bunch of sponsorships.
Yes. So, she does okay.
So her salary, which is low, you know, can she think it might be, she makes it up for it in her endorsements. So she's not living beyond her means with that specific point. But the point she was trying to make is that the salaries are low. And I'll say this, and this is for the folks in her position, right? WNBA started in what, the late 90s?
It's about 25 to 30 years old.
Yeah, so late 90s, yeah, early right 2000s. And it's had a slow growth period. And all of a sudden, it's hit pay dirt. And I just, you know, remind you, back in 1984, I think the league minimum was like, for Major League Baseball, was like 60 grand, 70 grand, 80 grand, something around there, right?
Yeah.
Now, minimum for league salary is 750,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the growth, and that's over, what, a 40-year span that it took for it to grow that much. I would bet it may not grow that much, but I would expect in another 20 years, they keep doing it the way they're doing it now, those salaries are going to grow. And she's going to be a part of the crew that help move the salary. She may not be
won't be the full beneficiary.
She won't get the beneficiary of it, but she's paving the way for the generations of girls who want to play hoop after her. And I know that's probably not what she probably wants to hear right now, but I think she'll look back on it if this league grows to what I think we
Kurt
all expect.
Flood was Kurt, the
great
baseball
example.
Player
great example.
Who challenged the reserve system and kind of helped kick off free agency.
And paid a
Kurt
hard
Flood,
price for it.
Yeah, he got kicked out of baseball, basically, and blackballed. And, you know, his career pretty much ended. So he didn't get any of the money that all these guys are getting because of him.
But we have free agency because of him.
He died many years ago. But, yeah, I mean, he had a legacy. At least.
Yeah, that's true.
Number two.
The Pittsburgh Steelers may or may not make a quarterback change this week when they play host to the Jets on Sunday Night Football.
At this point?
The veteran Russell Wilson, who's yet to play this year due to calf injury.
I don't know why I was thinking Raiders when you said Steelers.
Oh, no, Steelers.
Okay,
he was given first team reps, blah, 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 blah. We know that. Here is George Pickens, wide receiver for the Steelers, and he was asked about it, but listen carefully because Mike Tomlin has not announced a quarterback just yet.
It's always a little different.
Have you noticed him putting in extra time this week, maybe working with you one-on-one just to try to get on the same page?
Yeah, getting on the same page after practice throwing more than usual because, you know, this is first start.
How is he
deep ball, sorry, man.
Always a little different.
Did you guys catch it? Sorry, I'm trying to stop this.
Yes.
Okay. So he said this is going to be his first start. So George Pickens has let the cat out of the bag that Russell Wilson will be starting this weekend. Tony, can you expect players to keep things like this a secret?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It just came out like, you know, it seems like a slip of a slip.
If the head coach has not announced a quarterback yet, there's probably a reason for it, right? And, you know, George just seems like he doesn't really pay attention
George doesn't pay attention to anything.
He doesn't seem to pay attention to much.
My list of idiots in the league there.
Whether he's catching a penalty at the end of a game or whether...
Putting swear words on iBlack.
Or announcing the starting quarterback before the head coach does. You know, he's not all the way locked in.
Yeah.
I'll just say that's true.
Okay, I you're right.
Maybe this is all Mike Tomlin's fault. Next time he's got to ask George if maybe he needs to use the restroom, and then when he goes out, tell everybody who the quarterback so is no so that George know. Doesn't know.
Yes, all right.
Yeah.
Here's the last one.
Number one.
An incredibly expensive new Skip the Line offering is coming for Disneyland's wealthiest guests. Starting October 23rd, 5 days from now, you can pay $400 on top of your ticket, and it's going to allow everybody to skip the lines at any time of day without having to return at a specific time like it currently happens. Chris, would you consider this?
Yes, $400. Sure. No, I don't. I mean, I obviously don't have the money, but you're asking if I had it. This might be something I would spend it on.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I hate those lines. I really. I mean, it's one of my things amusement parks. I don't really go. But I have a better trick than that, if you don't mind.
What's that?
I went to Disneyland years and years and years ago.
Let me get my answer off before you go into yours.
All right, we got 15 seconds.
I would absolutely do this.
You would?
Okay, yeah. Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Going to Disneyland sucks because you're in line most of the day.
All day.
So at least I get to get the rides in.
All right, Chris's Disneyland hacked when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.